USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is touting new executive actions that deal with the economic impacts of the coronavirus. At the White House, Biden says the crisis is only deepening.
This is an economic imperative, a growing economic consensus that we must act decisively and boldly to grow the economy for all Americans, not just for tomorrow, but in the future.
The president also has a message for Congress.
While the COVID-19 package that passed in December was a first step, as I said at the time, it's just a down payment. We need more action, and we need to move fast.
The jackpot for the Mega Millions lottery game has grown to nearly $1 billion ahead of Friday night's drawing. This will be the third largest jackpot in lottery history. The drawing is set for 11 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Governors across the nation are bringing their National Guard troops from Washington, D.C. home after reports that troops were kicked out of the Capitol overnight. One of those governors, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, saying,
"Well, you know, when people call for help, we're always willing to stand up. The men and women of the New Hampshire National Guard, they take on any challenge, and they've really been phenomenal. They never complain. They headed down, and they did a great job, as we did, I think, the National Guard of all across this country, 25,000 of them. So needless to say, when we saw some of the images that were coming back, heard some of the stories, you know, my guards, men and women, they don't complain. And I'm not going to let them sit in a situation after serving the country so bravely, doing what they had to do in the nation's capital during a lot of time of real strife, to be put in a situation of that kind of disrespect. So I pulled them out immediately this morning."
Patrick Mahomes is expected to be under center Sunday for the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. ESPN reporting the Kansas City quarterback is out of concussion protocol. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Anthony Fauci announced on Thursday that the United States is rejoining the World Health Organization. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that China and the WHO led the way in the fight against the coronavirus. Regarding Fauci's statements that the WHO and China helped to fight the coronavirus, Leilani Chen is with the Hoover Institute.
They actively fought against the world knowing what China was doing early on. They actually colluded with the Chinese to claim that COVID could not be transmitted from human being to human being. Then they went and said China was doing a great job trying to contain the virus when, in fact, the virus had already left and infected 100,000 people in the region. And then subsequently, they continue to lavish praise on Chinese leader Xi Jinping about China's COVID response. So no, the WHO has done nothing but fail again and again. And now American taxpayers should be upset that $400 million a year are going to the WHO without any accountability from the organization whatsoever.
President Biden has ended the Trump-era policy of processing asylum seekers in Mexico. Under the Trump administration policy, migrants who sought asylum were told to remain in Mexico for months until their day in court. The Remain in Mexico policy was created because the government was unable to hear and decide claims in the 20-day limit that is allowed to detain families in immigration custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.